Hey, voice tubers, how's it going? How was your day so far? Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. I am your host, Winnie, and it's an awesome day for a pronunciation challenge. So welcome back to another day of pronunciation challenge with me here. It's always nice to be here and have a little chat with you guys. With my crazy schedule for the year end, being on the show is probably one of the few things that make me happy. So the video I picked today is about fixing fights. The name of the video is 3 Magic Words to Fix a Fight. So the reason why I picked this video, I guess, is, I picked it for myself. I don't really argue with people, or at least I don't think I do, because if I fight, I say super hurtful things, and when I make people cry or know that I may have said something that might have hurt them, I feel super guilty and would basically punish myself and would just be frustrated for days. And the other thing about me is that when I get into a fight, I would just avoid the person. Like, it's not like I don't want to make up. It's not like I want to keep fighting. It's just I don't know how to. It's really hard for me to just man up and walk up to them and sort it out. So it would take days or even months. But listen, that's the old me. This year, I made some changes. I started being thankful, and I started to, just go up to them. Because I realized that if I keep doing this, I will lose the people that I care about, and hurt the people that care about me. So yeah, I started going up to them and ask them what's wrong, and stopped avoiding them when they have something to say to me. And, just try very hard to fix things between, at the spot. Sometimes fights happen because of misunderstandings, so the best way to solve them and have a happy life is to go up to them and ask. So let's watch this video together, learn some English, and learn to be a better person. And yes, Winnie sounds very positive lately, but that's only because it's the year end and it's time for us to sort of change up your old ways. Okay, so now it's time for us to go through our sentence of the day. I want to turn our misfortunes into opportunities to build a greater bond with him. One more time, a slower version. I want to turn our misfortunes into opportunities to build a greater bond with him.
好的，马上进入我们的tips，欢乐时光。今天这个句子有很多t-t-t的音，那它的变化就会有点多，所以我们一起来看一下咯。I
want to，好，want to后面马上接turn。
好，那这边的话，你就要找一个地方可以让你轻松的发音的。那找个地方呢，就是 want to。我们最常见的缩写简写就简单念法，就是 wanna，就是 W A N N A 嘛。所以这边的话，你前面就会念成 I wanna turn。好，你在念到这个 turn 的时候，你的 T 稍微用力一点，你后面会轻松一点。I wanna turn。好，这边这个 hour 它不会念成 hour 了，因为不好念，所以这边的话就会念成 R。 I wanna turn R。 Turn R. 所以你会发现，其实上一周的那个 hour， 我们只要有在上一周的口说挑战，我们只要讲到 hour 这个字，我们都会念 R。 所以你会发现，其实很多时候 hour 都会被念成 R， 这个也可以稍微记一下啦。好，接着继续看下去的话，就是 misfortunes 这个字了。前面这个 miss 你要念 s 的音，那你念到后面那个 s 的时候，它是 z 的音，所以你听我念慢慢的一次哦 ，misfortunes。 Misfortunes， 好，那你再来看到中间那个 T U N E， 它念起来会是 chin， 它所以它不是 misfortunes 哦，千万不要这样念，它是 misfortunes， 好，所以你抓一下那个音哈。好，继续看下去的话，因为 into 这边后面接了 opportunities， 哇，好多 t t t 的音，所以这边我们又要轻轻的带过去了，带哪一个字呢 ？into， 我们就会把它念成 in the。 Into 变成 in the opportunities， 那这样子你后面再念 opportunity 的这个 t 的时候，你会比较有力气可以去发这个 t 的音。好，那当你又发了一个 t 的音的时候，哇哦，后面又出现一个 t 啊，那这个时候力气已经用完了，所以这边又会变成带过去的 d 的音哦。好，来你听听看 opportunities。 Opportunities， 所以这边就会变成 d 的音了。好，那你这边轻轻的音带过去之后，哦，后面又有一个 to， 那这个时候你轻轻的带过去之后，你力量是不是又存回来了？所以存回来之后，这边这个 to 你又要用力的念出来了。好，我来念一次哦。In opportunities to build a greater bond with him. 所以你这边就会知道要怎么去调配你在用力的时候的这个力气了。好啦，那后面只剩一些细节了，比如说像是 greater， 我们这边不会念成 greater， 我们会把它念成 greater， 那是为了速度的关系。然后再来就是 bond， 你在念的时候一样嘴巴张开就会很清楚 bond。Bond， 然后后面那个 with him 应该大家都没有什么太大的问题吧？有一些人会念成 with him， 有些人会念成 with him， 所以这就是看个人的感觉是什么了。好啦 ，move on to the rest of the segment。来，今天这个句子哈，它里面其实有一个 quote， 所以我们先来看一下 quote of the day。好，它前面说 turn our misfortunes into opportunities， 中文就是把危机化为转机。我觉得这是非常重要的啦，因为人生中真的是超多危机的，所以这个一定要铭记在心哈。好，那这个 turn into 也是一个很常用的 phrase。Turn 什么什么东西 into 啊，你可以使人变成什么，或是使东西变成什么哈。所以呢，它的意思就是 to change and become someone or something different。好，总之关关难过关关过，碰到危机的时候不要害怕，这个就是你成长的机会，撑过去就是你的，你也才能发现原来自己这么强哦。而且不是只有人生中有这种态度，你学英文也是要这种态度，你才可以进步哦。不要遇到一点挫折就是我不要学了。我不会，不要这样，要坚强 ，OK？ 好啦，不演了，赶快正式的看一下今天的单字。今天第一个单字是 misfortune， misfortune 这是一个名词，意思是不幸、厄运、不幸事故或灾难。哦，它英文翻得非常好哈，哎，不对，英文解释不是翻译，英文解释呢就叫做 bad luck or an unlucky event， 就是。运气不好的意思啊，你只要看到fortune 这个字，你看到这个字哈，它前面是 miss， 然后 fortune 这个字其实就是运气的意思。那我们来看个句子喽。Stella has suffered a great deal of misfortune this year. That's why I'm inviting her to the Christmas party to have a little fun. Stella 这一年经历了很多不幸，所以我想邀请她来我们的派对，好好的玩耍。OK， 基本上我跟我的朋友啊，我的这群朋友们，我们每年圣诞节，我有个朋友，他叫 Sheree， 他会自己做一顿这个大餐，一顿圣诞大餐，那我们大家就会聚在一起啊，讲这一整年的 things that we are grateful for， 我们感恩的事情 ，and then we exchange presents， 我们就会交换礼物，不是烂礼物哦，是真心的那种礼物。所以我觉得一整年下来有一个这样子的一个 event 是非常重要的，它让你更加了解你身边的人有多么重要。好，接下来要看到的字是 opportunity。Opportunity 它是一个名词，意思是机遇、时机、机会或可能性啦。那先来看个例句 ：Thank you for giving me this opportunity. I promise I won't.Let you down. 哎，感谢你给我这个机会，有可能是工作机会，或者是一个交往的机会啊。然后他就说，哎，我保证我不会让你失望的。哎，面试的时候很可以用，但我通常不会这么说，免得人家对你期望太高，你会累死。好，再来最后一个，我们来看到的是 bond， bond。这是一个名词，意思是纽带啊，联系关系。你看英文比较清楚啦 close connection。Joining two or more people 就是你跟另外一个人或是一群人之间的一个 close connection 那很常见的比如说像是 the bond of friendship 友谊关系或者是 the bond of love 一个恋爱关系那其实这个 bond 是最重要的一个元素齁如果一段感情或是友谊之间没有这个连结那你们就不会太亲近那我还蛮幸运的啦 I'm super lucky 在我的生命中有一群朋友蛮多群的啦不是一群而已我们真的都有很好的 bond 那一个眼神一个表情就知道彼此在想什么或者是可能平常我坐在那边平常我是开心的但是我不开心跟开心的时候他们马上就可以看出来的然后我们会互传一些很智障的 memes 就是梗图啦什么都可以说给彼此建议跟 support 然后一起成长这真的是不可多求的哦所以各位如果你有这样子的朋友 please go up to them and say thank you and you love them because it's really hard to have friends like this so if you do please do that 那我们来看个例句哦 there is a great bond between me and Sheree 我跟 Sheree 有着很好的感情。Well, the Sheree is actually my best friend in real life. Sheree 就是如果大家有看我的那个 Instagram 的话，她是常出现在我现实动态的那个女生。就是 She is literally my best friend. She knows the real me. She knows exactly who I am and what I'm like. 然后她都会知道说，就是在什么时候要给我什么样的建议跟什么样的支持。所以就是我觉得在人生中有这样子的朋友真的是非常非常开心的。So I thank God for putting her in my life.
Oh, and 来跟大家分享一个就是我有发现的一个事情啊。其实友谊有时候你知道 friendship 不是长跟短，是真的是中间这个 bond。好，你们中间的连结怎么样？好，其实蛮重要的。所以 bond is a very, very important word, okay, people?
你们一定要用力的把这个字学好来，学好来，记起来，才四个字母，你们可以的 ,B-O-N-D, 记起来哦。
Alright, so guys, I highly recommend watching this video as it's very useful. I highly recommend, 我强烈建议哦，认真的建议你去看。The more you understand a person, the happier you will be with them. 就是当你真的很了解这个人的时候，你在他旁边，你也更了解他的需要是什么，也有更多的同理心。And for sure, the less fights you will have, 你们就会吵架吵得更少了。那这三个 magic word 是什么呢？就是 tell me more, 也就是你要让他好好的跟你讲他的想法跟感觉是什么。Be the person who starts the process of fixing relationships or friendships and family issues, okay?
你要当那个开始这个这整个过程的那个人，你就开启啊，你就说 tell me more, okay?
Be the fixer, not the breaker, okay? You'll find that people are not that difficult after all.
就是当你了解这些人的时候，你就会觉得哎，其实他们也没有那么难搞啦。
Okay, so guys, thanks for coming up here every day to learn English and bond with me and other people up here. It feels really awesome to have you guys up here. Please make sure to leave a comment and recording, and I will see you next time.